There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good day, time is 7 after the hour. It's Thursday, January 1st, 2015. How many of you will write 2014 today? Those of you who are paying your bills.
I met with my accountant for a couple of hours yesterday trying to figure out how to best approach the the end of the year. I gave some tips yesterday on how you can save money on your taxes, and I'm sure we'll do that over the course. There are a number of things you can do if you research them properly and have somebody that knows what they're doing give you some good advice, or if you know really what the story is. Some of you may be very cut and dry, straightforward. Do a short form, bingo, bango, get it all done, get your refund back. Although, didn't we have, I'm trying to stay away from the old and stay positive, although I think at some point I do every once in a while get off on a little rant and I'll not let myself get out of that because it's very therapeutic sometimes. But the essence of the IRS not being able to perform, didn't I talk about that in the last month or so, Kenny, where there's not enough money to do refunds quickly or some other foolish excuse as to why you're not going to get your refund when you're supposed to this year. Don't I remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're
perfect.
They're going to be a month behind.
Ah, swell.
But don't you get a month behind.
No, you'll be in big trouble. 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. So I'm asking you to come up with a word, and we've got some good ones so far, that will help you in your trending attitudes toward the new year. Every day, a word that you can wrap yourself around every day. I have not heard, I don't think we've heard from one woman yet. All the callers, words like adaptation, love, change, hope, happiness, thanks, optimism, truth, action. Those words have been taken by people who are listening to the program, and they were all men, with the exception of truth, which was Meredith's word. All right, so the rest of all of us can learn from all of you. If you can take this word, can you use it every day? Strength is another great word. Strength. How can that apply to your daily life, and how can it make your life better? What do you want from yourself and to give to others this year? 888-302-3684. The poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you how late you stayed up last night. A, just past midnight. B, till 1 or 2 a.m. C, I'm still up. D, I didn't do anything special, went to bed as I usually do. That was the case with Meredith and I, and then we set the alarm to go off at midnight. Somehow it didn't. I woke up about 12:45 at the end of the whole business when Ryan Seacrest was saying goodbye and brought everybody that produced the show on to the stage, and that's swell. And other than that, well, the entertainment wasn't geared toward us, Kenny. That, I think we could. So I flipped around a little bit and then. No, I had a little champagne. We had a nice dinner last night. A little champagne toast. We're making lots of toasts, actually. Did you toast in the new year, Kenny? Did you and Lisa toast in the new year?
Yes, we did.
And what did you use? What kind of toasts did you share?
Another word that I think, I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner, but that we should add to our list, gratitude.
Gratitude is a great list, a great word to be on the list. Yes, exactly.
And you had mentioned Ryan Seacrest, something, I lived on the East Coast most of my life before I moved out here to San Diego. And what I didn't know before is that, that Ryan Seacrest or whoever is doing the big ball drop in Times Square, that they do it over and over and over.
They you mean do it at midnight each time?
Right.
I didn't know that. I thought they just played it back again. They actually do the ball drop?
Yeah, they have different bands and singers, and they keep it going all night.
I didn't know that at all. Wow.
I don't know if they keep it going for, you know, just a little while ago for Hawaii.
Right. Yeah.
But I know they kept it for us.
2 hours into 2015, the folks in Hawaii are. It's 888-302-3684, dialed up by Janet in Crystal River, Florida. Hi, Janet. Happy New Year to you.
You too.
Thank you. What word would you like to use that you can carry with you through each day of the next year?
The word is courage.
Courage. And why and how does that apply to you? Why does that word mean something to you?
Well, I take that from the Serenity Prayer.
Yeah.
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Right.
But the courage to change the things that I can.
Mm-hmm.
And
what
the
things are going,
to know the difference.
What things are going on in your life that you can't change, do you think?
The results of voting out and that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Courage to change the things I can. How can I make not just my life, but other people's lives better?
Yeah.
And too often I'm afraid to stick my neck out.
Well, here's something that I have learned the hard way, and I still learn because I'm one of these people that's a fixer. I like to fix things. I like to help people, and often it's to my own detriment. So it's as Meredith says to me frequently, you got to take the oxygen first yourself before you give it to anybody else. And I think maybe that's a word that might apply. I can tell by listening to you that may be a word that would apply to you. Helping yourself, helping others is swell. It's a great thing. It's an ambition. It's something that's important because we're all here, I think, to help. But you got to help yourself first. And you sound like somebody who doesn't put herself first. So maybe that's another word I'm going to write down here. First, and self is another great word that perhaps as you start each day, think of yourself. And I don't mean that in an egotistical, arrogant, selfish way, but the self is important for you. You know the concept of the id, ID, do you know that, Janet?
Sure.
Okay. So in this way, we all have to have a wholesome, strong understanding of who we are. And from that, I think you can help lots and lots of people. I'm awfully glad that we had a chance to chat, talk merry and happy and all those good things, Janet. Thank you. Charlie over in Melbourne, WMEL. Hi, Charlie. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year, Doug, and everybody. My word is faith. Faith that I'll have the strength to take action. Faith that I will be able to adapt. Faith that I will be able to find happiness.
Mm-hmm. And how are those things in your life now? You have faith to find happiness. What does that mean? Twist that around for us so we understand what's going on with you.
Well, in today's environment, you know, where you're bombarded with bad news and terrible things, you have to look for the good news. And you just have faith that you'll be able to, you know, do that.
Yep. Okay, so that's a great one thing that we resolve to do is have faith in ourselves, sort of taking all or several of the words together and putting them into a field that I think has the field of dreams. You remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
So that's it. That's the dream's another great word. What's your dream for the day? Charlie?
Well, my dream for the year is that I will see my grandchildren, you know, be successful. I mean, you know, what we're here for is to hand to the next generations good world.
If that's your dream, it is possible to live your dreams because your mind is actually a mental workshop. You can build anything you want around it. I believe that visualization is a great word, too. Visualize what you want in your mind. See it, feel it, taste it, believe it. Make your mental blueprint and then build from there. Think about what you want out of life this year. The beginning, we have new beginnings. Beginning of the year, beginning of a new day, every day, beginning of a new hour. Each hour of this radio program, I take an opportunity that's given to me to make things better for you, help you use your imagination a little bit because radio is theater of the mind, organize your thoughts into plans, and then make the plan's reality. And it's not a lot of, it's tough for people to stay online because you get so many distractions going on all around you. But yeah, it's possible to do it. And I hope that we all have the courage to do it. Another one of the words today. Charlie, thank you. Nice to hear from you. Happy New Year to you. Russ in Bozeman, Montana. Happy New Year to you, sir. Hi.
Hi. How you doing, Doug?
Well, thanks for asking. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty fair. Fair to Midland.
Good. So what's your word?
My word is determination.
Determination. Why?
Well, I had a really rough 2014, and, you know, financially I'm on the lower end of the middle class spectrum, but uh-huh. I'm not letting it get me down. You know, I'm downsizing, and we're making all the right moves. We're moving into a trailer and renting a small plot of land to live on, and, uh-huh. you know.
What do you visualize? What do you visualize for the end of the year? Bring yourself out to the end of December 2015. Are you still in the place where you are downsizing, or can you do something that will bring you back and you find new job, new work, new? Do you want to move? What could bring you around to something, having a better situation for yourself?
Well, my wife and I are planning on moving to Colorado, and we're planning on finding new jobs, but mostly we're just planning on, you know, living within our means, because it seems like everybody is so, you know, living on their credit, and we're just going to live on cash, and we're going to live cheap, and we're going to travel, and we're going to enjoy our lives, and we're not going to be rich, but we're going to be happy.
There you go. You know? If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, make a wonderful woman your wife. Help yourself to that. Russ, thank you for the call. And the word determination, gratitude, courage, better, first, self, faith, dream, adaptation, love, change, hope, happiness, thanks, optimism, truth, action, all words for individuals. What word can you think of that would actually symbolize for you what it is that you want out of your life every single hour, every single day of every single week of every single month of this year? One word that you can think of as you start your day and through the day. Keep it as a thread. If there's nothing else that comes out of our conversation today on this program, perhaps that is it. All right, you ready? Take on the day, Thursday, January 1st. Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler at 18 after the hour.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped, and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there is going to have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom. A stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
We'll be right back.
the Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Set up another one-hit wonder contest. New Year's Day 2015 brings us around to a song that is by an artist that only had one hit. You tell us the name of this fellow. I guess we would. It's not Joe Smith. I give you that much of a hint. All right. You know who the artist is? You dial us at 888-302-3684. And if you have the correct answer and you get on the air, we'll send you a CD with a whole lot of one-hit wonder hits on. Why are you turning it? What's the matter? Let's, we got to have the song on, Peter. Play it. It's called Save Tonight. A musician actually from Stockholm, Sweden. Top of the charts during this week in 1999. So again, the number is 888-302. Doug, tell us the name of this artist. Let's see, what do we know about this person? At the age of 12, he was sent to a school in New York City where he started to work as an actor and a drummer. Began writing and recording his debut album in his bedroom studio using an acoustic guitar. That album became a worldwide success, sold over 4 million copies. And I believe this tune is from that album. Is that not correct, Kenny?
Yes, it is.
Let's see, what else did he do? He wrote a song for and sang the song with Carlos Santana on his multi-platinum album, Supernatural. There were no more top single hits for this person. He's gone on to become one of the most successful songwriters in Hollywood, writing a lot of scores for movies, television, that sort of thing. All right, Peter, you can keep it up. It's all right. Or is it all over already? Is this a short song? You can start it over again if you want to. Who is this? 888-302-3684. What's the theme behind Save Tonight, Kenny? The theme in this song sounds pretty optimistic, actually.
Yeah, it does. And before we did this today, I thought this was the name of a band. I didn't realize that this was the name of a person.
All right. Huh. Well, now you know the rest of the story, right? Yeah, let's listen to the lyric line for a minute. Crank it up, Peter. I wish you were
Take this wine and drink with me. How many of you did a toast last night in the new year?
I hope you did.
I drink to you and your success in 2015. Save the night. If last night was a good night, as we began the year, wow, what more can you hope for? Yes? Got a little more action here, Kenny, on this. Give Peter another minute or two to work through a couple more calls and we'll get started. All right, one more work through it. Crank it up. It ain't easy. What kind of grammar is that? How dare he sing a song with ain't in it? Ban this guy. No? All right, let's see who I have here that I have or haven't talked to before. As I start the new year, I have pledged, as I always do, to talk to as many people, different people as I can. Mike, have I ever talked to you before?
I don't believe so, no, sir.
All right, don't go away. Hold on just a second. I want to say hi to everybody. Jeff, have I ever spoken to you before?
No.
No, all right. This is a happy sounding guy. Who's this? Hello?
Hey, this is Toby. How are you?
What's your name? Toby?
Toby, T-O-B-Y. Oh,
all right. Have I ever spoken to you before?
No, not indirectly, no. All I've right. spoken to you, though. I mean,
But you yell at me when I say stuff that you don't like on the radio. Is that it? All right. Hold on a second. All right, let's go back to Mike. Mike, what's the name of the singer here?
It's Eagle Eye Cherry.
Eagle Eye Cherry is the correct name. Therefore, you win our CD with the One Hit Wonder hits on it. We told you the story, and that's the story. 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is it really all right to leave a pet alone all day? The answer is a resounding yes. An animal who has companionship 8 hours a day is very fortunate, but in many cases, the person who is around doesn't pay that much attention to him anyway. Some people decide that they'll make up on the weekend for all the hours they neglected their dog or cat during the week. They overdose on exercise and play periods, and they think they're doing the pet a favor. But this just floods the animal and makes it even harder for him to spend lonely weekdays alone. It's similar to jogging 5 miles a day on the weekend because you can't do it all during the week. You can hurt yourself badly doing that, just as you can potentially harm your pet by condensing all his love and attention into a jam-packed days as much as you possibly can. Space it out. That is so important. So many people feel guilty because they have a latchkey pet. They're working so many hours. It's not the quantity of time you spend with your pet that's important, folks. It's the quality of time. So when you come up from work, get on your hands and knees, tell your cat how much you love him, and the rest of the evening, the two of you can enjoy it together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It's time to announce our favorite story of the year. It involves a high school science teacher who ate nothing but food from McDonald's for 3 months. Guess what happened? Well, he actually lost 37 pounds. John Cisna let his students create a diet for him that consisted of anything on the McDonald's menu. The diet had to stay under 2,000 calories per day and be within recommended levels of carbohydrates, but he was allowed to eat the burgers the restaurant is famous for. During that time, he also walked 45 minutes a day, 4 to 5 times a week. By the end, his cholesterol had dropped 70 points too. Let's be fair, this experience was a lot different than another guy who made a movie about how much weight he gained by eating at McDonald's. After that movie, many restaurants were sued over their menus, but I like Sisna's approach better. He says we all have choices, and it's our choices that make us gain weight, not McDonald's. Now that's a healthy attitude and a great lesson on personal responsibility. Learn more. Visit our website at Centerfold.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected tested hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
I'm gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good time anyway.
Time to meet. Thursday, January the 8th, 2015. My name is Doug Steffen. My actual name is Dudley Steffen. For a long time on the radio, I've been Doug Steffen. Not many people know me as Dudley, as my given name. The proud cohabitor of a great farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, with a lovely lady named Meredith. That's something to be thankful for as I enter the new year, along with the birth of my grandson, Miles, and the survival of my dog, Charlotte. Many of you listen to the program and have followed the exploits of Charlotte with me over the years. She's a 14-and-a-half-year-old English bulldog who miraculously survived an accident last spring. She unfortunately lost her eyesight. Actually lost her eyes in the accident, and many of us thought she was a goner, but she has she's proven us wrong many times. She's quite the lady, and she's still here every once in a while, as she has for years. She sleeps in the studio when I'm on the air, and you hear her snoring. Jennifer's happy to make that a comment on whatever it is that I'm talking about at the moment. Jennifer Horan off today. Richie is off today, back tomorrow. But Kenny and I decided we'd spend our New Year's morning with you, taking calls at 888-302-3684. And the thread of our conversations in the main have to do with a word that you can come up with on your own to use as, I suppose, if nothing else, the headline or the outline for what you want to think and or accomplish every single hour of every day. It's great if you can come up with a word that you can actually
I mean, it's not going to do you any good if you come up with a word that just is meaningless. It doesn't take you anywhere. We want the word that you use to be something that takes you someplace. You want to have ownership of some kind of thought. Determination. I'm going to go through some of the words with you that we've heard already. Determination, gratitude, adaptation, love, courage, better, change, first, happiness, thanks, optimism, truth, action, faith, dream, those sorts of things. So what word do you want to apply to your reality as you start the new year? Today, the beginning of changes for a lot of people. If you're working at minimum wage in, I think, 28 or 29 states, Kenny, where this will change? Or is it every state that changes and some more than others?
I think it's 20 or 21 states.
20 or 21 states. Okay. So, for example, here in Massachusetts, minimum wage increases from $8 an hour to $9 an hour. What does that do to the small business people that can only... I know one person who said, all right, I'm going to pay the new wage, but I'm going to let one person go. So one person's without a job because the other people are going to be paid, which is preferable. I don't know. Hopefully the other person will find a job, right? The other thing that's going on, a lot of states, are allowing wineries to ship bottles directly to consumers. Why would that not be okay? Why would there be a prohibition for wine to be bought and shipped to some places? If you're in, let's say, the town I'm in, or you're in Kenny's town, San Diego, a lot of good wine there. I bought a bottle of wine. I want you to ship it to Framingham. Why can't I do that? Well, why couldn't I do it before?
Old laws still on the books, probably.
Like the old blue laws, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's see here. Hold open clips are going to be allowed at gas stations in many states. You know, some states took the clips off of the gas, so you had to stand there and hold it yourself. I never understood that either. What the heck was that all about? Why did some states require that you stand there, especially on a day like today in the freezing cold, when you can have a clip? And I guess in some circumstances they're going back to that, which makes nothing but sense. But what's going on that's new? What do you know about the laws that are changing and how they are affecting you? 888-302-3684. As we go through some more words, here's Yvonne listening in El Paso to KTSM. Happy New Year, Yvonne. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Happy New Year to you too, Doug.
Thank you very much. Nicely heard and nicely meant, I know. What's the word that you want to carry with you starting today and through the year?
I would say motivated.
How does that...
Stay motivated.
Okay, so how are you going to stay motivated?
Well, I keep pretty busy, so I'm very involved with my community here in El Paso, and I just try to keep real busy volunteering. I'm a volunteer social worker, and I work with the female veterans coming back from Afghanistan.
What do you do with them? What do you do with them?
Well, if they have like post-traumatic stress disorder, and I just try to help them out so that they could get back in involved into our civil, our society, and
are there as many women who come back that have a problem as with men? In terms of percentages,
but in a different way, because us women are made differently.
That's very true.
And so, just women have a different psychological, emotional type stuff.
Right. All right. Motivated is the word for Yvonne. Thank you. Happy New Year. Dominic from Cocoa Beach, Florida. How are you, Dominic?
Oh, I'm just fine. Just listening to you. I finally got off my fanny and decided to call.
Well, you don't have to get off your fanny. You can find the phone. You can sit down and call. It's okay.
I am. I'm just looking at the beach, watching the sun try to come through. This whole year open up. It's cracking open. I sent my kids an email, said happy 2015.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, by the way. It's like an egg cracking open, maybe something, a chick coming out of an egg that's just cracking open. That's a great analogy.
I'm watching all the people with their with their running on the beach.
Yeah.
It always happens every January.
Are you in a condo that's right on the beach?
Oh yeah. Sure. Yeah, I got it all.
Yeah,
from a guy from Massachusetts. I left there early.
Yeah.
And I've been living in Florida.
Lots of Bay State transplants down there, no question about it.
Oh,
Where in Massachusetts?
Framingham.
You were in Framingham?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Where did you live?
Framingham. Saxonville area.
Yeah, whereabouts in Saxonville? Area. Saxonville, one of the villages of Framingham. Where in Sax?
Actually, Elder Road was one of them.
I know Elder Road. Yeah, I used to teach school at Winch Park and at the old North High School complex, and that's right there, right around the corner.
I love to watch the winter. I remember covered in snow, seeing the temperatures in Florida. Well, I'm here now. I am here.
You know, speaking of Framingham, I got a wonderful note from a lady named Dee Carvin, who is formerly of Framingham. She now lives and listens to me in Honolulu, and she actually sent along a thing about grandfathers and why grandfathers are different. Which I will share, I think, with the audience in a little bit because it's a new reality for me. How about you? Are you a grandpa?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I was going to tell you that I've heard you in Hawaii. I've heard you in Sedona, where I used to live in Sedona. I hear you in outside of Denver. I try to pick you up here and there. I fall asleep with the radio in my ear, so I don't know how smart that is.
That's very sweet. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate the fact you followed me around.
I like your voice. I guess I must have listened to you when I was in Massachusetts. You've been around.
I have. I worked on, the longest job other than this program that I own that I've been doing for 27 years, the longest place I ever worked was on the Framingham station from 1971 to 1983. Oh. I was on both the AM and the FM station there, so that's probably, you were probably still here, and that's probably where you first heard me.
I was one of those workers who got up in the dark, went to sleep in the dark.
Yep.
Right now, I am retired. I am just so happy to be alive, and
good
every day I look out and say that, and I try to instill that into my kids.
Good.
They have two words for me: stay alive, and you make your own choices.
Yep, you certainly do. Yeah. You make your own choice. Man, those kids are smart. Do your children live up here, or are they down there?
They're down here. Isn't that great?
Good for you. I wish you well. What a great word, and what a wonderfully optimistic fellow you are. I hope you have many, many more. Happy New Year's, Dominic. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Chatting with you.
You're welcome.
Listening to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Here's a Fran in York, Pennsylvania. Happy New Year, Fran. How are you doing?
Happy New Year, Doug. And
thank you.
I want you to know how important you are to me on holidays.
Really?
We don't get you during the rest of the year, but on holidays, I really look forward to listening how your life is going. And I'm so happy that everything is going so well with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
My word is forgiveness.
That's a great, great word. Why? What is that? What is going on in your life that makes that so meaningful?
Well, I'm a visually impaired widow, so I love the radio, obviously.
Yeah, right.
But I was in love, maybe I'm still in love with a man that I broke up with last year for years. I mean, I was with him on and off for years.
Yeah.
He was on the road a lot. And he lied to me, big lie, and I caught him last summer, and I broke up with him. And, I mean, he will never break up with me, you understand?
Yeah,
and
I understand.
Now over the holidays, we're trying to repair the rift. I've been dating. I'm an attractive older woman. I'm retired, widow, and I've been on our time and match, and I've been dating at lunch mainly. I don't want to go out to dinner. And I know I always have that as a backup, but this man and I are in the essentials compatible, things that are important to me. And I've never been anyone that's been able to hold on to anger anyway, even though
doesn't help you.
Doesn't do
a damn thing for you. Holding on to anger is complete waste of energy.
I know. So I'm going to not only try to do the forgiveness with him, and we've begun that, but also extend that to others that I've been irritated or, been
can't carry it with you. You cannot carry that stuff with you and be healthy.
No,
what a, you've approached this very intelligently.
I visualize putting it in a little box and putting the box up on the shelf.
Yep, putting it away. You know what? If you want to listen, whatever it is, I know that there are some stations that carry me because I am live on the holidays. And other people are always asking, well, okay, how can I get you? There are archives at DougStephan.com. You can listen to us live at DougStephan.com or RadioAmerica.org or CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. You can, if you use devices, you can find the Doug Stephan app. There are all kinds of ways. TuneIn Radio.
I'm in the process of getting a lot of new electronics that are audio-based as opposed to visual-based because I had my right eye removed in June. I have a beautiful prosthesis. I have two beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah, good.
Only one
works.
What you can't tell is I go into people's faces and I say, look at my pretty blue eyes.
There you go. You're lovely to chat with.
Which is which.
Have a wonderful, happy new year.
Thank you, and
continue to forgive. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Juan, listening in El Paso. Hi, Juan. Happy new year to you.
Happy New Year to you, sir. How you doing?
Well, very well, thank you. Listening to all of these stories, what about you? What's your word?
In reality, I got two, sir. But I'm going for the one that really I need to do is flexible.
Flexible.
Yes, sir.
It's a great word. Yep. You need to be flexible in life. You are right. Yes, yes, yes. So how does that apply, though? What is there that you need to be more flexible about?
In many things, like with my kids. Let's say we're going out to the movies, and before we go out, we decide what we're going to watch. And then when we get to the movie theater, they decide to change and just upset me.
Yeah, little things. It's important to have flexibility on the little things. Yeah, I mean, why do you want to argue about little things? Even arguing about big things doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't get you anywhere. Not at all. All right, you got to get out of your car and go to work or wherever you're going, but I got your word down, flexible, Juan. Thank you. Let's see here. Larry's in Blue Rapids, Kansas. Hi, Larry. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Doug. It's been a few years since I've talked to you.
Are you in near Hayes? Are you near Hayes? Where are you near?
No. That's a couple 300 miles away.
What town are you near?
Marysville. Right near the Nebraska border up in the northeastern corner of the state.
Okay. All right. And you talked to me a couple
of
years
ago. Actually, I'm right on the Oregon Trail. The Oregon Trail crosses right through my yard.
Oh, my God. Really? What a great.
Yeah,
that must be a beautiful place.
It's very rural here, you know, a lot of old historical things. I'm right by where the Reed Party camp, the Donner Party, where Mrs. Reed died. They spent a little extra time here, which got them in trouble in the snow, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
But
imagine, though, just for a second, Larry, use your imagination about thinking about what those people went through and how they lived, how they even knew where they were. Considering what we know, we have roads and we have maps and we have all kinds of things, but those people went through on sheer nerve and balsam. That's what
300,000 of them in about 10 years passed right through here on this trail.
Amazing.
The funny part of it is around here is that, you know, in a lot of places you can look up a historical place or you can track it down and you find where it's been built over and maybe it's been reconstructed. Around here, you can still find the ruts right through the fields where they go over a hill. The trash is still right here on the trail where people threw it.
I owned some land in Arizona for quite a while, and it was on an area, the Yucca Flats, where George Patton trained in the 30s for what he was to do when he went overseas. And you could still find old shells and cartridges and things on the land that went back to the 1930s. It's not as far back as what you've got. All right, so your word focus applies to you how?
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I've read a few books, lived up at Lake Arrowhead, lived in Palm Springs, lived in the desert, wandered all over. Now I've moved out here in the middle of nowhere, and you walk around, and you look back, and you think things over, and you just try to make an attempt to
find some meaning in it.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a lot of good relationships, a few ex-wives, a few ex-children.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just kind of, at this point in the game, you try to pull it together and see if there's some conclusion you can draw from it. And what I've drawn from it so far is that a good cup of coffee, a good beer, walk out in my yard and pet my miniature horses, feed them, give them some oats, which makes them really, really happy.
Uh-huh.
I think at this point that's about it. And if
there you go.
I can come up with anything else, I'll call you back and tell you.
All right, I want you to try BuzzBox Coffee. Have you signed up for it yet?
No, I haven't.
BuzzBox, call this number, 866-456-7805, and sign up for BuzzBox Coffee. You've never had a cup of coffee like this in your life. 866-456-7805. It'll make it a happier new year. Larry, thanks.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Of the weekly Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. He is a gentleman, a scholar, a friend. He's an excellent broadcaster and just a good guy. He took his family on a cruise for Christmas, and he and I were just, you know the Jewish term spilkies? Do you know what that means?
No, I've never heard that.
The term spilkies means ants in your pants. So we were just, Tom and I both have had the same experiences when we went on cruises. About 2 to 3 days in, time for the swim to shore.
Exactly.
Because
you want your own personal shore excursion.
Right. Leave the family on the ship, but let's get the hell out of here. Whoa. All right. Anyway, so I'm glad to have you back and around.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, and to you and yours as well. We're looking at words. We've had a couple of dozen words. I just am looking for words that people can take, maybe write on the top of their calendar every day. Maybe it's something you put on your smartphone, the event calendar, whatever it is. Write it on your mirror if you have to, and lipstick. Frame the word and put it beside your bed. But use this word and have your life built around it. I was thinking about you, and I don't know what word you'd come up with for you, but I would come up with efficient. I believe
efficient.
You are a very efficient person.
Well, you try to use all pieces of the fruit, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's important to do that.
I always joke, you know, when we're doing something like, you know, how to clean the leaves out of your gutter in the fall, that, you know, we're very green around here. We reuse our content all the time.
Right,
the time.
Exactly, over and over and over
again. Very efficient.
Right.
Well, as long as the leaves keep falling, we're going to use it.
Exactly. Okay, so in a moment, Tom is going to go through you. He's been exposed to a lot of technology on the ship the last few days, so he's got that on the top of his mind. What sort of high-tech home winterization can you use as we really get into the heart and soul of wintertime 2015? That info coming right up here on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacists help me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
All right, so Tom Kreidler is here from the home improvement program, The Money Pit. Temperature's gone down like a rock here the last 3 or 4 days.
Absolutely.
A lot of people having trouble with their heating systems, people looking for ways to reduce the energy costs, especially when NSTAR or these electric companies around the country have gone nuts. I'm trying to figure this out, Tom, how it is that they can be charging so much more when the cost of fuel pretty much has gone down markedly.
Yeah, well, it's really all comes down to the demand. But let me tell you, when it comes to energy efficiency, I think too many times we guess at where we need to improve our homes.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest you consider for 2015 is to get an infrared energy audit. You know, energy auditors have the technology today where they can come in and they can scan the walls of your house. And they can pinpoint exactly where the cold spots are. You may have areas that are not insulated enough or areas where insulation is completely missing.
Mm-hmm.
You can try to figure out where you need to spend your money to try to make the house warmer if you can see through the walls, which is essentially what an infrared energy audit does. The equipment is very affordable today, which makes the inspections reasonable, and you can really get a lot of information. And I love
so you hire somebody to do this, or can you get the equipment yourself?
No, you hire somebody to do it, Doug. And I like the idea of using an independent auditor, one that's not tied to, say, an insulation company.
Absolutely. He's going to sell you insulation.
Right. You never want to hire somebody that says, you got a problem, I'm just the guy to fix it for you. You know?
Let's do this in the interest of wintertime. When you join us each Thursday at this time, let's pick apart for a while some of the things that are necessary for wintertime.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.